You really want to be better with your finances. You try to put money away in savings. You look for deals. You wrote out a budget once a long time ago. Yet you still overdraft from time to time and you still have debt. The truth is, managing money is not easy, but Rocket Money can help. Rocket Money shows you exactly what you're spending every month. From there, the app helps you make a budget that meets your financial goals. The app even gives you real-time alerts when you're about to go over your budget so you don't spend too much. With Rocket Money, you can also see all of your subscriptions at a glance and cancel the ones you don't want right from the app. Rocket Money can even try to get you a refund for some of the money you wasted. Plus, you can use the smart savings feature to start putting more money away. Rocket Money analyzes your accounts to determine the optimal time to stow away cash without going over your budget. Our members report that the Rocket Money app saved them more than $700 a year. Getting better with money doesn't have to be a pipe dream. Rocket Money can make it a reality. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play Stores.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof, Allbirds or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling, and for the shoppers buying, simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet. And the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay, that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going... So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell wherever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Businesses that sell more sell on Shopify. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout Skims uses. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/audioboom, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/audioboom to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/audioboom.
Welcome to the Natcha Healing Show. Keep it Natcha. Be the Natcha Healing Show.
Hello, you are listening to the Natural Healing Show for UK Health Radio. I'm your host, Catherine Kerrigan, medical intuitive healer, Amazon number one best-selling author. You can learn more about me and my work at CatherineKerrigan.com and UnlimitedEnergyNow.com. While you're there, definitely sign up for my newsletter so you can learn even more about how you can heal yourself naturally. Now, our guest today is the one and only Carolyn Mine. Carolyn Mine is an expert on body typing, and we did a previous interview with Carolyn Mine about body typing. And today, we're going to be speaking with her about her book, Releasing Emotional Patterns with Essential Oils. You can find out more about Carolyn Mine and her amazing work at bodytype.com. Welcome, Carolyn Mine.
Thank you. It's a pleasure to be here.
So, Carolyn Mine, you have such a broad range of background and experience. You're a chiropractor, you're an acupuncturist, you're a nutritionist, you're a body typing expert. Is there anything else our audience needs to know about your master healer, about you?
Well, I guess the other area is, what do we do from the emotional standpoint? And so what I was finding is the emotions are so key in a lot of our health challenges as far and our relationships. And so when it came to how do you deal with emotions, I found that doing the various different things like releasing the emotion, like beating the pillow, the problem with that is you've got the same emotion and you have no place for it to go. So you just kind of keep going over the same thing again and again.
Now, your book, Releasing Emotional Patterns with Essential Oils. So I've done my work full time now for 31 years. A lot of people aren't even that old. And I've had your book, Releasing Emotional Patterns with Essential Oils, like so for decades in my healing room. And if you're someone who is really into natural healing, I strongly recommend that book. because Carolyn Mine has a number of charts, body charts of the face, the hands, the body, and then lists of essential oils. So you can use that as a wonderful reference to figure out, you know, where, how to use your essential oils to clear emotional patterns. So Carolyn Mine, what exactly are emotional patterns?
So emotional patterns are those things that trigger you. And so often that comes in the form of is there something somebody can do that can make you angry or cause you to not be the person that you would like to be? Sometimes it can show up as depression if you tend to internalize something. And so these emotional patterns are these things that get in your way. And they will also block you from creating the life that you want to do.
All right. Now, in my work as a medical intuitive healer, I read what I call the five levels of healing: the physical body, the energetic, the emotional, the mental, and the spiritual. And as you know, Carolyn Mine, emotions can literally shut down any process in the body, right?
Absolutely.
And when we don't resolve the core emotional issues, then, you know, as I like to joke, you fix your neck, it goes to your hip. You fix your neck and your hip and it goes to your foot. And it just, you know, circles around and around in the body until we actually deal with the underlying emotion. Why do you think it is so critical for people to release emotional patterns?
So if you're not releasing that, you're stuck. And so you're stuck into that same pattern. And so one of the other things you can look at is how well is your life working? So if you find yourself constantly being in the same situation, attracting the same thing over and over again, which is not what you're wanting, look at what that underlying emotional pattern is.
Right. And, you know, one of the things that we talk about here at the Natural Healing Show is how illness happens. And by the time it gets to your physical body, it's been in your field for quite some time, right?
Absolutely.
And emotions keep those diseases literally stuck. So in your decades of experience, how do emotional patterns keep us stuck in illness?
So what happens is we have different core emotional issues. That's part of what's our experience here. Essentially, what do we need to learn? And those patterns are ones that are imprinted before the age of 5. So they're very deep. And a lot of times it's things we're not even consciously aware of. But you'll find that things will happen and something gets triggered. And how do you know what it is? It can be this fear of being left behind, or this fear of abandonment, or fear of rejection. And it's not necessarily that someone is doing this to you. It's how you interpret what's happening. And of course, that causes a lot of stress in your relationship. And then the body is this indicator that lets you know what's going on. And so in Chinese medicine, we know that there are various different emotions that are lodged in various different organs. And so that can be a big factor when you're looking at the disease process as well.
Now, of course, there are many natural healing modalities that help us address and release emotional patterns. You prefer to use essential oils. Why? And I like to use a lot of flower essences. I have flower essences from all over the world. I also have essential oils, but my go-to would be more flower essences. Why do you use essential oils to release emotional patterns?
Well, one of the reasons for using the essential oil is the essential oil will access the limbic system of the brain, which is accessed through smell. And so the limbic system of the brain is actually the seat of emotion. And this is why in Egypt, they use a lot of the essential oils. One of the things that I have found is that essential oils work primarily on the physical and emotional bodies, whereas the vibrationals, which would be the flower essences, work more on the mental spiritual bodies. So they really complement each other.
Right. And they're both used from flowers. They're both made from flowers, right? Yes. And
from plants.
From plants. Yes, from plants, not just flowers. So yes, again, I use both essential oils and flower essences. So, and I appreciate what you're saying about essential oils. They get the emotional and physical, whereas the flower essences get the spiritual and mental patterns, right?
So I look at that as kind of the vibrational frequency. And so the flowers are just a lighter vibrational frequency, whereas the oils are more concrete. And so a lot of the oils can come from bark, like tree resin and some of the trees. And so it's still the plant kingdom.
Now, as you know, there are essential oils from all over the world. Are there any brands of essential oils that you use most often?
I prefer to use Young Living. And the reason I do that is because of the quality that's present in the Young Living ones. I actually met Dr. Young when he had his clinic in Mexico, and that was even prior to the formation of Young Living. And so Dr. Young was very, very emphatic about the quality of his oils. And one of the people who is actually known as a nose, which means that he could smell an oil and tell you what that chemical constituent is. And so now they do have machines that will do the same thing. And that was one of the things he would do, is he would test what he was picking up and against the machine. And so that was how he was able to have someone else be able to do what he would do.
Now, how do essential oils actually work in the brain?
And so what the essential oils do is they access the limbic system of the brain, which is done through smell. And so often when we look at the senses, we don't really think that much about the sense of smell, but it's really the seat of emotion. It's what is it that triggers us? And this is why, even when it comes to sales, bake cookies, because that's that sense of home, especially when you're wanting to sell a house. And it's this scent that we're really guided by, even though we're not consciously aware of it. So when it comes to releasing emotional patterns, what I like to do is I like to work on all different areas. So I will use the acupuncture alarm point, and that acupuncture alarm point can be on the body, or you can do the acupuncture point on the hands or the feet or even the ears. And then the emotional points on the forehead, because that connects with the emotional body, and smelling the oil, because that works with the limbic system. And then when it comes to releasing emotions, what I found is that most people are really familiar with the negative side of an emotion. Positive is usually some vague thing out there somewhere. So if you don't know what it is, how are you going to be able to shift it if you don't know what you're shifting it into? And then the other component is, why did I attract this situation in the first place? Mm-hmm. So what is it that I need to learn from it? What is it telling me? How do I end up working with this? And so this is why I find that when it comes to releasing patterns, we can work on any particular element, but it works better if you address all the various different aspects, because then you can get to clearing the pattern quicker and more efficiently.
Great information. Now, Carolyn Mine, as you know, so many highly sensitive people are extremely sensitive to smell in general. How can highly sensitive people use essential oils?
So you don't have to actually apply the oil topically. Even smelling it is something that will work. And a lot of times I find people that are very sensitive just smelling it, or even if you've got where it's diluted, this can be another way of working with it. Even when we work with animals, of course, cats are very, very sensitive. And so this is why you would put an oil on your hand and let the cat smell it, you may not even, you may even be a foot or so away from the cat, so that it doesn't have a lot of that energy that's right there. So with sensitive people, just be very cautious and just go a little bit at a time.
Yeah, and I have to share this story because I remember years ago studying with my mentor in healing, and we started out and she asked everyone, what do you do to clear the energy in your healing room before you start, right? And I piped up, I was very proud of myself, and I said, I diffuse essential oils. And she's like, big mistake, because let's say I see any number of people during the day. Well, any one of those people could actually be sensitive to the essential oils. And she said, like, if I'm in my home, I can diffuse essential oils that are right for me or right for my family. But in a healing room, she said, you have to use energy to clear energy, right? Would you agree with that?
Absolutely.
So we can't just assume that, you know, because it's an organic essential oil, that it's actually good for everybody. Now, Carolyn Mind, what is a common emotional pattern? So, Carolyn Mind, what is a common emotional pattern?
So one of the most common emotional patterns that we see is anger. And this is kind of the default a lot of times for men in particular. Anger tends to be the default emotion. So what happens and what causes anger? So anger is actually when energy is blocked. And a good example of this is road rage. And so what happens and what causes road rage is traffic moving along and everything's great. And then all of a sudden you hit a roadblock. So what happens when you hit a roadblock? The traffic continues to build. And so until you get to the point where a lot of times there is an explosion. And so an explosion of negative energy is anger. What's an explosion of positive energy? So an explosion of positive energy is actually laughter. And this is a good way of being able to just really dissipate what's going on. And so when we look at the traffic and back to the situation, yes, you can release the energy, you can release the emotion, but you still haven't solved the problem. So what do you do? And so it used to be we would turn on the radio station and there would be a traffic helicopter that would basically tell us what was going on. And so this is actually symbolic of what we do in meditation. So what we're doing in meditation is we basically stop and get above the situation, look at it from a higher perspective. And then the next area is, what's our question? How do we get out of it? So you don't say, how do I get out of this mess? Because that's going to program this where you've got more mess. Mm-hmm. What you're asking for is a positive statement, and the positive statement is, my direction is clear. So this is what mm-hmm. you're wanting to know. And this is how affirmations fit, because what I was finding is that affirmations were only part of the picture, that you really needed to understand the other components as well. And this is when we're looking at what's the meaning, or what's the energy when you've got anger. So what causes anger is, for one reason or another, your path is blocked. Well, sometimes it can be a good thing. It may be that you've got a roadblock because the road's out. So you need to find another way of doing it, or you need to find another way around the situation. So this is when we step back and we look at that and say, what's the message here? What do I need to do? What's my alternative around? And this is how we can look at understanding the situation. And then the oils just add another component. And the oils can also be very good when you're wanting to shift an energy, because the oils will hold a positive frequency. So it may be that you've got the positive emotion, like laughter, for example, and you're not really feeling laughter. And, or you're in a situation where you're around somebody else, and what do you do to get them to laugh when they're really in the negative area? So by using an essential oil, what the essential oil does is it holds that that positive frequency, which allows you to shift the energy. So this is how we're breaking the cycle, breaking the pattern. And we want to work with this until we can shift at will rather than just something that it's something that's on the shelf.
Great information. And with that, let's take a break and listen to a message from one of our commercial sponsors here at UK Health Radio. I'm your host, Catherine Kerrigan, medical intuitive healer. We're listening to Carolyn Mine, multifaceted master healer, talking about her book, Releasing Emotional Pattern with Essential Oils.
UK Health Radio,
the station that makes you feel good.
You really want to be better with your finances. You try to put money away in savings. You look for deals. You wrote out a budget once a long time ago. You still overdraft from time to time and you still have debt. The truth is managing money is not easy, but Rocket Money can help. Rocket Money shows you exactly what you're spending every month. From there, the app helps you make a budget that meets your financial goals. The app even gives you real-time alerts when you're about to go over your budget so you don't spend too much. With Rocket Money, you can also see all your subscriptions at a glance and cancel the ones you don't want right from the app. Rocket Money can even try to get you a refund for some of the money you wasted. Plus, you can use the smart savings feature to start putting more money away. Rocket Money analyzes your accounts to determine the optimal time to stow away cash without going over your budget. Our members report that the Rocket Money app saved more than $700 a year. Getting better with money doesn't have to be a pipe dream. Rocket Money can make it a reality. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel or download the app from the Apple app or Google Play stores. Okay, it's kind of embarrassing how bad I am at budgeting.
Let me see your charges.
Ugh, fine.
You spent over $600 on takeout last month.
I can't cook. You know this.
Yes, I have had your disgusting food, but you're literally paying for a meal subscription on top of that.
Whoa, wait. That can't be right.
Look, just get Rocket Money. It shows you all of your expenses in one place and even tracks your subscriptions. And if there's a subscription you don't want, which for you, there are a lot you don't need, you can just cancel right in the app with a few taps.
So you mean I don't have to call anyone to cancel?
Nope. No hold times or anything. And they'll even try to get you a refund on some of the months of wasted money, which is a lot of money for you.
Okay.
And if you thought I was done, I'm not. The app can also help you make a budget that works for your income. Anytime you get close to your spending limits, it alerts you, so you know exactly where your money is going at all times.
All right, I'm in. What do I have to do?
Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel or download the app from the Apple or Google Play stores.
Radio,
the station that makes you feel good.
So, Carolyn Mine, for our audience, I'd love to hear from you about your process in releasing emotional patterns. And I'll start by giving the audience an overview of a process when I do healing work. So we'll start with a goal. So let's say your goal is to achieve your ideal size, e.g. lose weight, or your goal is to complete the cycle of having irritable bowel syndrome, or to complete the cycle of, you know, being infertile and conceive the child who's meant to be. So anyway, whatever the goal is, right? Whether it's about your physical health, emotional health, financial health, whatever. The second step in my process is always to find the emotion or emotions that are holding you back from achieving that goal. Because as we talked about earlier, emotions can shut down anything. So the goal, the emotion or emotions, plural, and then I go back and I find the age or ages at which a block occurred, right? So starting at your current age, going backward in time, you know, to, you know, possibly at birth, possibly in the womb, possibly past life. And that each of those ages, I'm finding the emotions that occurred at those ages. And then I'm asking for, you know, any other additional information And then I'll say, okay, ready to balance. Yeah, so now we have all the information, we load it into the computer. And then essential oils would basically be a healing tool. So if it comes up in my menu as an essential oil, then I find which essential oil, which acupressure point for how long, right? So that's sort of an overview of my process when I'm doing healing work. What is your process as you do healing work with your clients in releasing emotional patterns?
So those are all really good tools. A lot of times I generally start with the body. And so I look to see, where's the energy blocked? Do we have something that's physical? Do we have something that's emotional that we need to really work with? And then how do we address what it is? So from there, I start looking to identify what is that.
Right. And we're having internet issues. So
excellent.
Yeah. And I apologize. Will you repeat that? The internet glitched out. So you were saying that you start with the body and then.
So I start with the physical body. I look to see, where's the energy blocked? Mm-hmm. And are we looking at something that's physical? Are we looking at something that's emotional? What is it that's the problem area? And then we can identify what it is that's causing it. And so when it comes to the emotion, what is that emotion? I use the muscle response test as a good way of communicating with the body. I find that what I like about this is it's visual. It's something that the client can experience and participate in as well. And then we go through to identify what is that emotion, and then what's the other side of it? What is the way out? What's the affirmation? So this is a good way of just really being able to understand the situation and what's the lesson. What do we need to learn from this experience that has gone over and over from lifetime to lifetime, or sometimes it's experience to experience. And so this is why a lot of times it's so good to get to where did it start, but then we can also see how the pattern will tend to repeat. And then using the oil as another way of being able to break the cycle.
So great, great explanation. I appreciate that. And you know, our processes are very similar, right? And as you say, you find the negative emotion, but then you make an affirmation for the positive, right? Because that's what you want. You don't want to just keep repeating the negative.
Exactly.
And so in your decades of experience as a master healer, what do you think it actually takes to release an emotional pattern?
There's the element of understanding it, but there's also the element of feeling it. And so the more you can get into that feeling, the more you can be able to really release the emotional energy. And so you want to be able to connect with the feeling and then move to the other side rather than staying with it. And then using the acupuncture points, that's a way of going to pinpointing the area of where it's held in the body, the emotional points, because that's part of where the emotions are linked. And then, of course, the smell is the limbic system. So this is another way of breaking the pattern. The reality is you can address a problem from any aspect, and anything that you do is good. So I've had people say, well, what happens if I don't happen to have a particular oil? Work with what you've got. And so look at what the emotion is, what's there. Start understanding that particular piece. So the mental awareness is one other component, and it's so important to be able to understand the emotion and why it's there and how that's affecting you. Because that way you're in control, then you're at choice rather than effect.
So Carolyn, mine, I know that you and I have great respect for healers of all kinds, and there is a place, a time and place for all modalities. However, why when it comes to truly releasing emotional patterns, Why do you think talk therapy doesn't work in the long run?
It doesn't go deep enough. You're only addressing one particular aspect. So it's good to understand, but still, how do you release the energy from the body? And so the body is that anchor point. That's what holds the energy. And so this is why you need to connect with the body.
Great explanation. I would add to that also that let's say I go in and I talk about my horrible childhood, or I talk, or maybe even a first step could be admitting to someone that you've been abused or had some sort of violent rape or something horrible. So you talk about it, but if all you do is talk about it, you remain in the same vibration. And emotions are vibrational patterns. So if I go in every week and talk about how horrible my childhood was, then I'm just sticking in that same vibrational pattern as opposed to shifting out of it, which is...
Exactly. And so that's why you need to connect all the parts. You need to have a direction to go. So it's not enough to just stay with a negative emotion. You need to look at where you're going. What's the other side of it? What's the lesson? What do I need to learn in this experience? So it's time to look at that and you look at the experience. And so based on that experience, what are the gifts? What did you learn? How can you take that experience and go forward?
Now, again, so many of my clients have worked really hard on their own inner healing. How do we know when we've actually released an emotional pattern?
The way you know it is when it's no longer an issue. So you're no longer triggered by different things. Road rage is another thing. Do you get to the point where you are swearing at other drivers? Or do you get to the point where it's just, oh, well. So, and how does that apply in other areas of your life?
I love that you gave that example because it's something common that, you know, many of us who live in big cities go deal with absolutely every single day. We get in the car and, you know, here you are again. How are we going to deal with that? And with that, let's take a break and listen to another message from one of our commercial sponsors here at UK Health Radio. You're listening to Catherine Kerrigan, Medical Intuitive Healer, and I'm interviewing Carolyn Mine about her wonderful work releasing emotional patterns with essential oils.
UK Health Radio,
the station that makes you feel good.
Okay, it's kind of embarrassing how bad I am at budgeting.
Let me see your charges.
Fine.
You spent over $600 on takeout last month.
I can't cook. You know this.
Yes, I have had your disgusting food, but you're literally paying for a meal subscription on top of that.
Whoa, wait. That can't be right.
Look, just get Rocket Money. It shows you all of your expenses in one place and even tracks your subscriptions. And if there's a subscription you don't want, which for you, there are a lot you don't need, you can just cancel right in the app with a few taps.
So you mean I don't have to call anyone to cancel?
Nope. No hold times or anything. And they'll even try to get you a refund on some of the months of wasted money, which is a lot of money for you.
Okay.
And if you thought I was done, I'm not. The app can also help you make a budget that works for your income. Anytime you get close to your spending limits, it alerts you, so you know exactly where your money is going at all times.
All right, I'm in. What do I have to do?
Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel or download the app from the Apple or Google Play stores. You really want to be better with your finances. You try to put money away in savings. You look for deals. You wrote out a budget once a long time ago. Yet you still overdraft from time to time and you still have debt. The truth is, managing money is not easy, but Rocket Money can help. Rocket Money shows you exactly what you're spending every month. From there, the app helps you make a budget that meets your financial goals. The app even gives you real-time alerts when you're about to go over your budget so you don't spend too much. With Rocket Money, you can also see all of your subscriptions at a glance and cancel the ones you don't want right from the app. Rocket Money can even try to get you a refund for some of the money you wasted. Plus, you can use the smart savings feature to start putting more money away. Rocket Money analyzes your accounts to determine the optimal time to stow away cash without going over your budget. Our members report that the Rocket Money app saved them more than $700 a year. Getting better with money doesn't have to be a pipe dream. Rocket Money can make it a reality. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play Stores.
UK Health Radio, the station that makes you feel good.
So, Carolyn, mine, earlier in this interview, you talked about the flower essences and essential oils. When would you use a flower essence and when would you use an essential oil in your treatments?
It really depends on what I'm working with. And so, especially if we've got something that's very deep, and something that's very heavy. And so one of the examples is, what do you do when you're really frustrated and you want to give somebody a finger? And so an oil that's really good for that one.
And I apologize, and will you repeat that? What do you do when you want to give someone... I didn't hear that. What do you do when you want to... Bless your heart.
Okay. When you've got an emotion that's really heavy, a good example of that is, what does the ego do in order to protect? And so the way the ego likes to protect is to basically give somebody the finger. And so it's part of that really heavy, deep emotion that's there. It's almost like another octave of anger. And because that is such a heavy energy, that's when I like to use the oil of frankincense. What I do find is there are sometimes when you're working on something that's a higher frequency, and a higher frequency would be something like maybe feeling worthless. And that energy is stored in the gums. And so frankincense is also an oil you can use. But you could use sacred frankincense, and you can also use a vibrational as another one that works with it. And so it's when you're wanting to work with the higher octave of an emotion that you would use the oil, you would use the vibrationals and use the flower essences, as opposed to something that's very heavy and very grounded. And that's when you want to use a heavier oil.
It sounds like when we're driving in traffic, we need to diffuse frankincense in the car.
That is excellent. So frankincense and purification are the two oils that are really good. Purification has to do with anger. That's a blend. And then, of course, frankincense is just a single oil. That also works really well.
So let's say someone's listening to this and they say, I have trouble driving in traffic. I hate driving in Atlanta traffic. It's one of my least favorite activities. So how would you use essential oils while driving to cope with traffic?
One of the things you can do is you can look at what's the emotion that's there. And a lot of times it's not the traffic that is necessarily the trigger. It's everything else that's happened throughout the day that's built up, and that you haven't been able to release. You've stuffed that emotion. And now we've got traffic and you're in the car by yourself. So you're basically at an area where it's okay to say things that you wouldn't say otherwise. So one of the things that you can do is go through the process as far as releasing the emotion. And so if it's anger, for example, and you're angry because of whatever it was that was going on, then you can go through the process of shifting the anger. So you would take the oil, and so in this case, it would be purification on the liver point. And so there's the liver point on the body. There's also the liver point on the hand. And so you could put the oil on the acupuncture point, the emotional points, a couple of other points that I like to use just because it brings it into another element. And that there's a spot on the top of the head, the crown chakra. There's another spot where the head and neck join. and this is a release point. And then there are a couple of points on either side, which is a filter. So you're not picking up and processing everybody else's stuff in your energy field. So then what you're doing is you're smelling the oil that accesses the limbic system of the brain, and you're going to connect with the emotion. So you don't necessarily have to identify what you're angry about. Sometimes it can just be anger in general. And you're going to connect with that emotion, feel it, release it, and let it go. And then you go to the other side of that, which is laughter, and bringing laughter into the situation. So that brings a lot of that lightness in and brings in the basically the transforming process of being able to shift the anger into the laughter. Feel that and release it. And then your affirmation of how do you get there is my direction is clear. And so my direction is clear, which allows me to let go of anger and experience laughter. And so then you can feel the energy, which is great because that will allow you to just release that energy, especially when you're driving. You can also diffuse the oil, and the best diffuser is a human body. So even putting oil on you is fantastic because that's something that is there. And so once you've gone through the process, even any particular component will be another way of connecting with the entire cycle. So that's why smelling the oil is good. You can also even touching the acupuncture points. You can look at what the affirmation is. You can look at shifting. So you get to the point anytime you would find yourself triggered or find yourself angry, you stop from it and say, okay, what's the other side of anger? That's laughter, and that's when you're starting to shift it and transmute it.
So great information. Just last week in Atlanta, there was a sinkhole where the ground gave way underneath two restaurants on one of the major thoroughfares in the city. And then 2 days later, there was a tree down all the way across the road blocking another major thoroughfare. And then, you know, traffic was just snarled all day long for 2 days. So I think you just helped a lot of people. Now, Carolyn, mine, we have our own emotions, and then other people also have emotions that we then have, and then we have to deal with them while they're tired, grumpy, etc. How does your process empower us to deal with other people's negative emotions?
Well, one of the things that's interesting is the human body is actually the best diffuser that there is. And so what happens is when your energy field carries more light than someone else's energy field, what your energy field does is it goes and swallows up their energy field, cleans it up, and gives it back to them. And I thought, great, that means now I get to be this giant garbage truck. But it's like a candle in a dark room. And so nothing changes with the candle. It just brings more light into the area. So that's back to how do we end up becoming a human being instead of a human doing? And how can we affect people without even saying anything, just by our energy? So that's one of the things that we can do when we're working with them. Other things that you can do if you've got someone that, say you have someone who's angry, but you don't want to really address that, you could just say, you know, I'm feeling anger. So you're not accusing them. It's just, this is what I'm feeling. So you're taking personal responsibility. And so what I'm going to do is I'm going to use this oil, and you go through that process and invite them. Would you like the oil also? And they may or may not. So if they don't, it doesn't matter because your field is going to affect theirs. And the fact that you're shifting it makes a big difference.
Great explanation. And one of the things that we know is only light can drive out darkness. And so as we center ourselves in our own inner light, then we can be a beacon to everyone else. And it's almost effortless, right?
Exactly.
All you have to do is shine the light of who you really are, of your true self. Now, how can we help others who are not open to addressing their emotions? Because not everybody's willing to look at what they're feeling or resolve it.
And this is where you're actually working on yourself. You can in going through the process for you, and you can share it with them if they're open or if they're not. This is where even diffusing an oil or even wearing oil can be another thing that can help. This is one of the reasons the oils are so good, is because they are subtle and they will influence the person, especially when you have that conscious direction. And so it's not enough to just diffuse the oil. You really need the intention and the focus. And so one of the things that I've done in my book is to take an oil and take all the emotions that are associated with that particular oil. And so this is another way of being able to release various different aspects of a particular problem. So for example, a higher octave of anger would be violence. And so how do you work with something that's that intense? So starting with the oil, let the oils do a lot of the work, and also focusing with your intention.
Now, Carolyn, in my work as a medical intuitive healer, I have lots of charts of everything that I use as reference material, so that when I'm tuning into a client, then I can talk to them about these are the emotional patterns, etc. And how do you know what emotion to work on?
What I work with is basically, what is it that the body is telling me? And so I will go with, a lot of times I'll use the muscle testing as a way of pinpointing things and getting to the specific emotion. I'll look at, what's the body telling me? Do you have a pain in a particular area? What's the problem? And so if you're looking at infertility, for example, and then what's involved with infertility. So usually we think of the reproductive system and what are the various different aspects of the reproductive system. And so we can also look at not only uterus ovaries, we can look at pituitary, we can look at pineal, we can look at thyroid, the rest of the hormonal system. I basically let the body guide me. And another thing that people can do when they don't know where to start is they can look at an oil and just see, is there a particular oil that they're really drawn to, or on the other side, one that they're repelled by. And so often when you've got one that you don't like, that's because there's an underlying emotional issue that needs to be addressed. And it's amazing how that will shift, and it will shift to where now all of a sudden the oil, instead of smelling bad, now it smells good.
Now, Carolyn Mine, if someone was listening to you and said, okay, I want to start using essential oils for my own personal healing or in a healing practice, what basic essential oils would you recommend someone start with? Like, you know, what's a beginner kit?
Well, the Essential 7 by Young Living is a really good place when you're looking at what are oils that are most common. And so that's why we've got purification, which has to do with anger. Lemon has to do with frustration. I happen to like frankincense just because that is so good for some of those core areas. Peace and calming is another one that's fantastic, because one of the core issues for a peace and calming is control. And control, we think of control as being something good, but it can also be what happens when you feel like you're being controlled by someone else, or you feel like you're out of control, or we've got something with control in one form or another. And so the other side of control is not being out of control, it's actually balance. So what can you do to attain that balance? Peace and calming is also good if you feel like you're a victim. So we kind of go into that victim consciousness. The moodiness is another area that's good. Lavender is good for abandonment.
Okay, so if someone wants to start with essential oils, you would recommend that they look at the Young Living Essential 7 kit.
Yes.
Now, so we're talking about emotions and we're talking about the negative aspects as well as the positive aspects. How do we know what is ideal for us as far as our emotional state?
It's how happy are you? Mm. Are you content? Is your life working the way you would like for it to? What is it that's going on? What's your self-talk? And so you can identify this by what's the emotion? What are you feeling? And another area is check your body, because your body is such a good indicator. Do you have pain in a particular area? Do you have something that's not working very well? And so a lot of times the body will tell us things that the conscious mind has blocked. And then another thing that you can do is you can look at your body type and what are those core emotional issues. And those core emotional issues are those ones that have just been around for as long as you can remember, and they have a tendency to kind of creep up in a number of different ways. And so that's another way to look at where do you start and how do you start working with emotions.
Great information. Carolyn Mine, author of Releasing Emotional Patterns with Essential Oils. Any final thoughts for our audience?
I just want to encourage you to start really paying attention to your emotions. And so my website is bodytype.com. I also have releasingemotionalpatterns.com. And for people who don't want to carry the book around, there is an app that is available not only on your phone, but also on your computer. And so that gives you information at your fingertips. It's not only what's the oil, you can look up an emotion by identifying oil, a body point, an emotion, or even pick a positive emotion that you would like to experience.
And what is the name of the app that people can get the app?
And so it's Oils Lookup. And so if you go to either website, then it will take you to that Oils Lookup.
Oils Lookup is the name of the app. Great.
It's not one you'll find in the app store. It's one that you would go to my website.
And okay. So we need to go to bodytype.com or releasingemotionalpatternswithessentialoils.com.
It's releasingemotionalpatterns.com.
Releasingemotionalpatterns.com. You've been listening to The Natural Healing Show for UK Health Radio. I'm your host, Catherine Kerrigan, medical intuitive healer, Amazon number one bestselling author. We've been listening today to Carolyn Mine, author of Releasing Emotional Patterns with Essential Oils. And you can find out more about her and her wonderful work at bodytype.com and in releasingemotionalpatterns.com. Thanks so much for listening. And remember, when you release the core emotions that have been making you sick, you can heal yourself naturally. Thanks so much, and we'll see you next time.
Thank you for listening to the Natural Healing Show. Keep it natural with the Natural Healing Show.
Think about the last time you had to cancel a subscription. There's probably some waiting on hold, some guessing at your password, some mind-numbing small talk, and maybe after all that, you still weren't able to cancel it. Good news. It doesn't have to be this way. Thanks to Rocket Money. Rocket Money tracks, manages, and can cancel your subscriptions for you. When you connect your accounts, you'll see a complete picture of all your reoccurring subscriptions all in one place. Rocket Money organizes your subscriptions by due date and notifies you when something's coming up, so you'll never be caught off guard when you get charged. If you see a subscription you want to cancel, Rocket Money simplifies the process. Instead of waiting on hold for an hour, you can cancel it right from the app. Rocket Money will even try to get you a refund for the money you spent on subscriptions you forgot about. Stop wasting your time trying to cancel subscriptions the hard way. Make your life easier and go to rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. Or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play Stores.
With fall in full swing, more moments call for more comfort. Mack Weldon's got all the essentials for comfortable, easy-to-layer clothes designed for cooler days and timeless style you can count on. Their new Ace line, inspired by their best-selling sweatpants, combines everyday comfort with long-lasting and effortless looks. Not flashy, just classic, always in style, and made from the world's most comfortable performance materials. Fall into comfort with Mack Weldon's Ace collection. Go to MackWeldon.com and get 20% off your first order of $125 or more with promo code MACK25.